Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Cam, you're looking good today, buddy.
Thank you. I dressed up.
Did you? Yeah, man. You look.
It's game day.
It's game day. It's ready. It's time to roll. Welcome to Mindless Banter 22. Coming at you.
22.
Yeah. So today we got some stuff we're going to talk about.
There's some things, words.
Words we're going to say.
Different stuff.
So we have a few stupid news stories we're going to talk about. You know,
good, I love them.
The classic. And Cameron, what do you got? What do you got today?
We're going to talk about how bizarre and weird and out of place the Denver airport is.
It is the weirdest airport
I didn't know world. Anything about it until I started looking at like conspiracies about it, and I'm like,
what the crap?
What is going on?
Yeah, it's weird, huh?
At the Denver airport.
Yeah, there's some weird stuff going on, so we're going to talk about that. I'm excited to hear what Cam's got for us today. What else has been going on, Cam? You know, we released our Bigfoot film a little while ago, and I've been hard at work.
Trying to answer. Kobe's been so good at responding to all the haters.
No, there's so many haters, man. They just don't. We disrespected Bigfoot. We disrespected the Squatchers.
Yeah. There's an incredibly large rule book that I've been trying to find.
Yeah, I can't find it either.
But we've been breaking every rule.
We always break rules.
Breaking the
rules. We kind of had that blowback the first time when we started doing this podcast in the first place. Oh, you guys are preppers, but you're not serious.
Yep, every time.
We're like, yep, you're right, Dick
There's
Knuckle.
There's so
we're
many
not.
Experts in the world. There I don't really know is. How we don't cross paths with more of these experts.
I know, man. So
everybody. Everybody's an expert.
So, Cam, I found a couple of news stories. I want to talk about them. So this first one, holy crap, talk about a traffic jam, all right? An electronic billboard near Auburn Hills, Michigan, aroused a lot of attention Saturday night after it started playing a porn video.
Like a big, huge billboard?
Those huge electronic billboards. Police say they received numerous calls about the graphic images on the billboard, which is located on the I-75 and M-59 interchange. So if you want to go check it out, maybe it's still playing. I don't know. Dr. Justin Camo, one of the drivers who saw...
What's his last name?
Camo.
Oh, cool.
K-A-M-M-O.
Dr. Camo.
Yeah, you can't see me. I'm going to heal you, but you can't see me. One of the drivers who saw the sex-laden videos told WXYZ-TV, really? WXYZ-TV? He nearly got into an accident because he couldn't believe what he was seeing. I came across a billboard, and it was something unusual. I saw two girls, lesbian porn, Camo said. And another driver, Chuck McMahon, told the Detroit station WDIV that he thought at first the video was an intentional ad for something like a strip club, but then he realized what it really was. I was just looking up at it, and I was like, huh, oh, wow, that's porn, he said. Auburn Hills Police Lieutenant Ryan Gagnon told the Free Press that the explicit videos were on screen for about 20 minutes.
Wow.
20, can you imagine? Traffic jam.
The off-ramp and on-ramp before and after were super busy that day.
There's going to be a lot of husbands home late for work tonight, by the way.
Just taking a loop.
Yeah. Although a sight like this could definitely lead to a distracted driving, he told the Free Press that there were no reports of accidents caused by drivers taking their eyes off the road to look at the bawdy billboard. Police say they hope to release more information Monday about how the video got on the screen. They say it's possible that a hacker got into the billboard system.
Obviously.
Yeah, of course. That's what happened. Can you imagine just driving home and just like, all of a sudden, there's two lesbians up on the billboard.
What's the highway speed at 10? Is it 10 miles per hour?
Honey, why are you slowing down? I don't know.
Got to check the brakes.
Just a little brake test.
They're acting up.
I'm going to go check these tires. When we kick tires a little bit, I'll be out.
Where's my sunglasses?
Where's my sunglasses?
Are you even watching the road?
Yeah, so that was an interesting drive.
Wow,
I'm
that
sure
would have
for a lot of people. Here's another story. A cattle breeding farm in Gippsland, Australia, is in a load of hurt after 100 cylinders of prized bull semen went up in smoke. Yeah. So the blaze early Tuesday at Yarram Herd Services, which offers artificial insemination and breeding advice to farmers, caused 100 cryogenic cylinders containing the bull sperm to explode and splatter all over the building.
I think I saw this one. What was the title of it?
I don't remember.
There's like a creative title to it.
Yeah, there was, yeah. They said the fire was a huge blow for the business. They said, putting out the fire was a unique challenge because the lids of the cryogenic cylinders were just popping off the top and projectiles were being thrown from the building. He said, they faced so many sticking points that they fought the blaze for more than 2 hours, bringing it under control. Can you imagine?
Yeah, I saw something. I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, so basically there's...
Yeah, I think there was a bunch of like jokes about it.
Oh yeah, the whole article was just filled with puns, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was pretty good.
Oh yeah, I got an explosion at the bull factory. Firefighter, yeah. Bullshit.
It's bull.
Dispatch, no, semen.
Yeah. So that was
there's like a
funny.
Ton of them.
So this funny. One was weird. This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. Things are getting weird in Henrico County, Virginia. Real weird. It seems
a name for one.
Yeah, it seems many residents have been visited by a strange person wearing a television set on their head who has been leaving vintage TVs on their porches since Sunday.
What?
Yeah. At least 60 people have been subjected to the bizarre antics, which witnesses say are being done by a guy dressed in a jumpsuit with a TV for a head. So it's the weirdest thing. He squats down, he puts the TV there, and he walks off. It's really weird, resident Adrian Garner told him. My first reaction was, did we order this? It's not in an Amazon box. It was just kind of strange.
It's just a TV.
Yeah, I know. Jim Brooksman, who
is
found
it like the old-fashioned
yeah,
TVs?
Who found an old tube-style 13-inch TV on his porch, finds the prank sort of funny, but can't figure out the purpose.
Yeah,
so he's like, I can't think
the
of
any... The guy thinks he's like hilarious and yeah, is like,
nobody
no one
figured out.
I don't get this.
I can't think of any technology or political point that would be valid here. It's just a senseless prank. The lieutenant said that more than one person is doing the TV porch dumps. So there's actually more than one person doing this. He said the officers picked up most of the TVs already so that the citizens wouldn't have to waste time or money dropping off the TVs at the dump. So that's nice of them. They said this isn't the first time it's happened, though. Last August, more than 20 TVs were left on porches of Henrico homes, but it's unknown whether it's connected to the current perpetrators. It's like, of course it is. There can't be more than two people wanting to do this. You know what I mean? In the entire damn world.
Too weird. Yeah.
It's like, come on, it's got to be connected. Well, this same thing happened last year, but we're not sure if it's connected.
Yeah.
What?
This joke goes on and on.
Yeah.
It's been going on for years.
So that's freaking weird, man.
That's
don't
really
you think?
Weird. Is there something in the TV?
I don't know. Well, they're just hauling them off, you know? Taking them to the dump.
They're going
to
combine them all. It's going to create some bomb.
Yeah.
He's a genius.
Yeah, he's a genius. That was freaking weird, man. Can you imagine just going out and having an old TV on your porch? Honey, what is this? I don't know.
Weird. I would probably believe it, my wife. I'm like, oh, what's this? You in a decorated room with old TVs?
Yeah. Is this a new Pinterest thing?
What is this, a retro TV?
Yeah. Yeah, I could actually see that happening.
Yeah,
in my
I'm
house.
Gonna put chalk paint all around it, yeah. And then I'm gonna scrape messages every morning in the screen. Have a good day.
We're gonna take pictures of the kids on the first day of school next to the old TVs.
Have a good day at school.
I'm tired.
Repaint, scratch again.
Exactly. That's funny. Well, that's a new fad. We're gonna start that.
Yeah,
Pinterest
we are.
Is gonna explode.
Retro TV messages.
Yeah, exactly. A Florida woman says lightning destroyed her septic tank that caused a toilet to explode in her house. It always happens in Florida. I don't get it. Why?
Because there's too many people, too many weirdos there.
Mary Lou Ward tells television station WINK News that the sole toilet in her Port Charlotte home was shattered into hundreds of pieces on Sunday. Can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Can you imagine your wife comes home? No, I swear it was lightning. It was lightning.
It came up, blew it to pieces.
I didn't touch it, honey. I didn't beat it
it's
in there.
It's like room. On, is she sure it wasn't a bomb, like a pipe bomb or
yeah,
something?
I don't know.
Wasn't it Lethal Weapon? Remember you stuck
yeah,
on the pot and had
to
jump
remember,
out?
I don't remember, yeah. Ward says the explosion was the loudest sound she'd ever heard, and then she also smelled smoke. She says a plumber. She said a plumber told her lightning hit the methane gas that was built up in the pipes from feces.
That seems so extreme.
I know. It's like, really? Is that... I mean, does that happen? Your toilet can explode? It doesn't make any sense.
There's not many news. I don't hear it all the time.
No, it's really odd.
15 toilets exploded this week.
Lightning storms, damn it. They don't
not
quit.
Only be scared of getting hit by lightning, but you could die it's by like, taking a poop.
I really got to take a Duke, but there's a lightning storm going on. I'm not going to take the chance.
No way.
No way.
I'll crap my pants.
Yeah.
I ain't going to get.
I'll crap in the sink before I take that chance. What you crapping in the sink for?
Got a garbage disposal. Chop it up.
Garbage disposal.
Push it down in there.
Oh, that's nasty. I just took a crap in the shower.
That makes a little more sense. I don't know about a sink, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyways, so beware. During lightning storms, if you got a septic tank.
Crapping in a sink.
You be careful, all right?
Brushing your teeth. What is that?
What's going on in here?
Big turd sitting in there. Ah, man.
That's funny. Caller, this is amazing. This is like redneck engineering at its finest. Colorado police say a driver tried to replace a broken taillight with a red sports drink. You should see the picture. He literally has like a Gatorade, like a fruit punch Gatorade, duct taped to the light.
Does it still have fluid in it? Is that yeah. why? It's yeah. the red juice?
So it looks like it's the real taillight. Oh,
now
man.
Now that's a way to fix it.
Police say the taillights prevent crashes, and while we appreciate the ingenuity of his taillight, this is not a permanent solution. Anyways, I just thought that one was funny. Just like, you know. It works. Yeah. I don't know what the problem is.
Hey, he's improvising.
I know. That's what I'm
genius.
Saying.
Genius.
Yeah, and then he's got you know, something to hydrate with later on.
Give me two Powerades, two red ones.
Yeah.
One for me, one for the car.
I want to get a green one on the left side.
Why don't I have amber juice? Does the orange work?
Amber juice. That's funny.
Well, that is funny.
Yeah. So Canadian police, there was a double homicide recently, and so they usually live stream like their press conferences on Facebook, right? So they were live streaming this, and this was about a double homicide, a very serious event. But apparently, whoever was doing the live stream forgot to turn off the filter, and
I
so
saw that.
So as this lady was up there talking about the double homicide, she looked like a cat.
Yeah, I didn't see that. It was a filter on Facebook.
Yeah. And so everybody watching it was seeing her with cat ears and like whiskers. And it was a double homicide.
Oh,
it was
the
so
worst.
Freaking funny, dude.
I saw that.
That is hilarious. That's the second time I've seen that this year. I think like some Egyptian government live stream had like one of the same,
it
some sort
to
of
be,
a filter.
Yeah. Was that one a foreign country too?
Yeah, well, this like one was Taiwan Canada. This one was Canada.
Oh, basically
Mid-day,
the
yeah.
most foreign of all countries.
The most foreign. But anyways, I just thought that was freaking hilarious. Like you can see her standing up there, and she got the cat ears yeah. talking about a double homicide. Oh my gosh, man!
It's like nothing worse could happen.
I know
that family's like, what? They think this is so funny.
This is not a joke. My cousin died.
Don't.
We're just trying to soften the blow.
You hate that emoji.
I'll never look at a cat the same way. So this my last story I have here. This is a couple of hikers, and I think they were both ladies. They had a bad hike. It wasn't good. Two lost hikers were left feeling a little sheepish after calling for help over what they thought was an aggressive wild pig chasing them down. So that sounds scary, right? You don't yeah. want no wild pig scaring you or chasing you when you're hiking. In reality, the sound that the pair mistook for vicious grunting and snorting was actually nearby cars going over a rumble strip on the road. According to the department, a woman called 911 from inside the Government Canyon State Park around 11:30 p.m. on June 21st, saying that she had climbed a tree to get away from an animal that had been growling and following her all day. She was ultimately put in touch with a park police officer and urged him to please hurry because an animal she believed to be a wild pig was nearby and growling.
There it is again.
Oh, there it is again. Oh my gosh. The officer initially had trouble finding her, but managed to get her location after she sent him her location via text message on her iPhone. Once there, the officer found that she was in the tree with another person, but there was no sign of any wild pig. However, the officer did hear a car drive by on the nearby rumble strip and asked if the hikers if that was the sound they were talking about. It was. Can you imagine?
He gets super pissed around 5 to 6.
Yeah, every day.
Every day, 5 or 6.
Well, I'm sick of it.
Scariest sound ever.
That's a wild pig, wow. I swear. I've heard wild pigs before. That's how they sound. So anyways, that was a good one, I thought.
I can just that, please. Was that it? Well, you can find your way down.
Yeah, you walk down by yourself, dummy. I ain't dealing with this no more.
Crazy pigs. Yeah, so pigs are terrifying.
They are terrifying.
Actually, can be.
Mm-hmm. That's what I got.
Yeah, so apparently there's a bunch of conspiracies about the Denver International Airport.
Yeah, it's crazy. Have you heard about like the building of it? Like
yeah,
the crazy stuff that went on?
There are tons of crap.
Yeah.
Like what stuff?
Well, you know, like there's a whole bunch of different things. Like the original budget was supposed to be like
$2 billion.
$2 billion.
And it went over by like, $2.5 billion.
Yeah, it was like $2.5 billion.
That's a massive
billion.
Amount.
And so that's where part of the conspiracy comes in. I
it's
think
like, where
like,
did that money go?
Yeah. So did you hear, I don't know how much you have here, but did you hear about like the automated luggage system they were trying to build?
Yeah.
So that was, okay, that was so you'll talk about that a little
bit.
Well,
you can talk about it. I didn't really add that
so,
part in.
So anyways, this automated luggage system was supposed to be like the first of its kind, like anywhere. And, you know, it kept going over budget. Nobody had ever built it before. And they had no damn idea what they were doing. Like they couldn't build it right. And that's why they kept like pushing everything off. Right.
That's what they claim.
That's what they claim. Yes. Right. And so they finally had like a press conference. It was like a year and a half after it was supposed to open. And so they were actually, you know, showing everybody how the automated luggage system is going to work. So it was like these huge conveyor belts and it would go out to the tarmac where the plane was. And this is no joke what it did. It catapulted the luggage from down on the ground into the plane. And that was literally what they were going to do. And so it started doing that, but like almost none of it made it into the plane. It was just splattering against the side
How
of the airplane.
How does that make any sense of being efficient?
I don't know.
What if there's like cats and stuff in that?
Yeah, and they like never, I don't think they ever ended up using it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
It seems so weird. Like they don't really have a good, clear explanation mm-hmm. of why the cost is so high.
Yeah,
so that's one thing there. Yeah. $4.8 billion. That's an extreme
that's
amount of money.
And how many years did it take? Do you know? It was a
well,
bunch
it was dedicated
years, right?
in 95, mm-hmm. and I can't remember. It was,
but it was. It was supposed to open in 93, I think.
It was so like it 16 was that months behind schedule. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it fell behind. Went way, way, way over budget.
Yeah,
and so. And then the other thing is this airport itself is like way out of town. You know, most of the time they do that with airports. They keep them away from like all up.
Yeah.
But it's 35,000 acres.
Yeah. So it's like, so that's like 50 square miles or something.
That's bigger
isn't
than
it?
The Manhattan Island.
Oh my God.
It is huge. This huge freaking place. So they have this, for one, they went over budget massively. They have this area that's 35,000 square or acres, mm-hmm. which is an enormous amount of space. And so in the building of it, there was this little, speaking of whistleblowers, good time to talk about it
yeah,
right now.
It is, yeah.
He had said that they were building these structures underneath the airport system that looked like, they almost looked like building structures going mm-hmm. down deeper, like rooms and isolated like areas. And then come to find out now, they say, and they even gave tours underneath it of like, this is our railway system to get people to different terminals. But yeah. it doesn't explain like all of that was built deeper that this construction worker so, you know, supposedly said existed under there. So for one, a lot of people think being isolated from town out in the middle of nowhere and it's huge and in the building process, all this money went into it that they don't have a good way of explaining. They think that it's like an underground bunker.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's an area that's secured for like top officials or something like that. But a lot also believe where, for one, let's talk about the name. The name yeah. makes no sense.
Yeah, it's weird.
So they dedicated it. It has the name of the New World Airport Commission, which doesn't exist anywhere. Like you try and look that up. It doesn't have anything other than Denver. Like there's no commission. There's nothing.
Really?
There's nothing behind that. So the New World Airport Commission, airport officials have said that it was a commission for the New World Airport, but the wording calls to mind the New World Order conspiracy.
Yeah, of course.
So a lot of people are like, well, it's right in the name. Like it has the New World Order conspiracy.
Wow.
That this is like a headquarters or a bunker for the New World Order to operate from underneath. So that's the one conspiracy about it. The other thing that's really bizarre about it. So you got the New World Order.
Yeah.
And all the things that tie into that. But to compound the likelihood that there's something to do with that, for one, New World Order Commission or New World, what was it? New World Airport Commission doesn't really even exist. And then there's Masonic symbols everywhere.
Yeah, there is.
Like the dedication plaque has the Masonic G symbol right in it. So it's like, what does this have to do with any of it?
Yeah.
Any of this? So that's really odd.
Well, they've tried to explain that away, right?
They have, yeah. So Freemasonry is a very real secret society, but they believe that, it kind of goes along with like all the paintings in there too. There's super weird stuff.
The weirdest paintings ever.
I haven't been to this airport, but there's like, it shows like neo-Nazi stuff. They have if you even look, an aerial view of the airport is a swastika.
It looks like a swastika.
It's like, what the crap? Yeah,
it is really freaking
weird.
And
so when you break it down, I guess, what did you read about like the Masonry stuff? Like, why do they have the symbols? I didn't see much of why.
From what I heard, a lot of the weird art, what they were trying to do with the airport is make it kind of not just an airport. They wanted it to be like this.
Freed, like a...
Like a almost... I'm trying to...
Because one of the paintings is like end of world, like...
Yeah, there's a bunch of weird paintings.
Like, basically, like the... I don't know, almost like a safe zone. Like this is a neutral.
Yeah, well, they wanted it to almost be a work of art. They wanted the whole thing to have more significance than just like, hey, this is an airport, right?
Yeah, and it does.
And it has like so many weird things. Like the art, some of the art is like so weird. They've got like all these kids. And
there's burning structures in the background of that painting. And then there's like a Nazi with a mask and a sword that's like in the photo too. It's super weird.
He's got a gun.
Yeah.
He's got a gun, he's got a sword, and he looks like a zombie.
That's a good combination with kids.
Yes. Yeah, so fire. Weird. And so and then have you seen like
then there's one that almost looks like the Last Supper, but like with people.
Uh-huh.
Like and kids and flowers and
well, and then just like the whole structure.
I think I have a little thing on the New World Order's takeover is what kind of some of these symbolize.
Yeah.
That people believe.
Well, and then how about the top of the whole airport looks like teepees type thing? Have you seen that?
Yeah, the structure, they don't really understand why.
Yeah, like why did they do this? Because they
almost
breaking.
Look like tents and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, they look like tents. It looks like a huge
radio
circus
tower,
tent.
Maybe.
Could be, yeah. It's
communicating with different planets.
Yep.
Maybe, what's that planet comes around every so often?
Yeah, I don't
it
know.
Brings Nibirius or
so,
something like that?
So, did you talk about the...
There's quite a few other things.
Okay, yeah, keep going then.
But yeah, whatever you know about it that I don't mention, bring it up.
Yeah, yeah.
The other thing is outside the airport is the blue Mustang.
Yes, that's one of the weirdest things ever.
So they call it Blucifer.
Yeah, because
it has red eyes, it has all these like red vessels on it. So it's this big, huge, like Denver Bronco looking things, kind of what they were going for. But it's this massive 9,000 pound structure, 32 feet tall. It has red eyes.
Yeah.
Its hair stands straight up. It almost looks like the Headless Horseman's horse.
It
like
does.
It's terrifying looking.
Yeah.
And to even make it more creepy, the sculptor, Luis Jimenez, was killed making this statue.
Yeah, like a piece of it like fell off.
Yeah.
And like it
severed his
femoral artery. Yeah, dude. It's
like
insane.
The creepiest thing ever.
Uh-huh.
They were like, actually because he wasn't getting it done in time, like he had some like lawsuits and stuff going against him because then he ended up getting killed by it and they still put it up.
Yeah.
So you've got this real terrifying Bronco and all this weird odd painting, neo-Nazi stuff, but yeah, some of the pictures you should look online, they're super creepy. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
No, it's really
so
weird.
They have this, and then some of the weird stuff that's happened is what I was going to mention. Is there any other little things that you had seen that were kind of about it?
I'm trying to think.
So the name, the size, the possible underneath. Hey, did you hear about the incident about the windshields?
I heard something about it, but I don't know anything.
So this is super weird. 2007, 14 commercial aircraft spontaneously shattered windshields.
Oh my gosh.
So just real quick on windshields for aircrafts, obviously they need to be able to withstand super high airspeeds.
Yeah.
And also they are tested, the way they're manufactured, you know, not every individual glass, but the front windshield glass, they're tested to take on airspeed at 250 to 350 knots. And in bird strike. So,
yeah, so like, what is doing?
Why would they just crack?
And
why
it was all like at the same time, right?
Yeah. So 14 aircrafts. And the explanation, the investigation into this, you know, a lot of people are like, well, this is an EMP. But if you think about how EMP really works, like the electromagnetic pulse wouldn't just cause this magnetic surge to shatter windows. No. It doesn't work that way. So some kind of device, maybe. Like the one on Stranger Things was going on.
Yeah, exactly.
They're opening up the upside down. The investigation concluded it has Denver has high winds, grit, and cold temperatures. Oh, 9 of the 14 just tried to take off and had just landed. 1 had taken off, and 4 were at the gate. Denver has high winds in an arid plateau climate with lots of rocks. Cracked windshields are also very common for cars in Denver.
Oh, my gosh.
Not an airplane.
No.
Cars driving, you get rocks flung into them. Airports, no.
That is weird.
So they can't explain that. No matter how they go about it, they don't know why this happened.
That's crazy, dude. Have you seen the gargoyles? So
in
the baggage claim, there's like all of these gargoyles that they're supposed to be just art pieces that look over the baggage claim.
What? Gargoyles?
Look, I'll show you a picture of them. I found these.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. So there's a whole bunch of those right there. They literally look like demons, like demon gargoyles.
What is with that place?
And they're inside suitcases. Like what? Who was?
It's like they could not decide on any weird earthly thing. Like we'll just put all the weird stuff on.
And we're just going to put gargoyles in a Samsonite suitcase up here.
Nazis look good. People like Nazis.
It's so weird, man. It is.
And then
like,
we got a creepy freaking Bronco out front.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one of the theories is that they have this. They figured the space underneath Denver Airport, like I was talking about, is about 470,000 square feet. And so a lot of people think the FEMA concentration camp makes a lot of sense.
Sure, yeah.
Because FEMA operates, you know, I think there's a place in Denver, but then they have this location where there's going to be a lot of people anyway. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a good place to pull people in, fly right into it, and get stuck underground. So, but yeah, it's just all really weird, bizarre stuff there. And then the dedication stone, like I'd mentioned, a lot of people gone even to the extreme of calculating like the numbers add up individually to 1 + 9 + 1 + 9 + 9 + 4 = 33. And in the masonry way, that's perfection or the highest degree a mason can hold. So they're like, there's all these weird, bizarre things at the freaking Denver airport that I had like, never heard of.
Like if there was one or two of these things, you'd be like, oh yeah, that's just probably some weird.
But they went out of their way to put these weird things in there.
There's so many different things that like, there's got to be something happening. Like there's something weird there. I don't know what it is.
I don't think it's just a regular airport. They've done some kind of there's some use of that facility.
There's just too many things. There's too many weird things. Yeah. I can't figure it out. Like, it is just insane. Like, every time you look into it, like, you're just going to see, like, more.
There is.
More
yeah.
weird little, like I said, like,
so
I was
no matter how way you, whatever way you look at it is, you know, conspiracy or not, it is a weird freaking place.
It is. I'm actually going to be there in a couple months. I can't wait to walk through there. And like take some photos.
You need to. That's cool.
Of like the murals are so creepy, man. You've got
But if you believe in the New World Order stuff, there's probably the most tie to that stuff more than anything.
Yeah.
But the other thing was that I was talking about, like that swastika look.
Yeah.
They say, you know, it was helping. So if there's like wind directions and air coming in, but there's a lot of pilots, if you look, they say it doesn't really make sense because other airports function perfectly fine. You know, in terms of like the air direction and everything, they can fly, land on airstrips that are used at the same time, things like that. So there really was no need to make it that way. And it probably just ended up that way. But it is really weird.
It is super weird. And so, you know, they talk about like the TP structure that kind of goes over top of everything.
Yeah, that it doesn't really fit with modern technology. Well, like,
they said it was kind of like an homage to the Indians in the area, so it's supposed to look like teepees, right? But I guess several times there's been so much snow on there that those things have just broken, and then they've fallen onto like people underneath. They're like,
oh gosh,
you have like this $4 or $5 billion facility that they've used like subpar materials to actually. I mean,
yeah, where did all the other money go?
Where is this money going? That like it just doesn't make sense. You know what I mean?
And so, that's a ton of money. So
that's
like
a freaking way ton of money, dude.
You can't go over $2.5 billion and not account for it all every single. Cost to it, you know.
And so I guess the airport has sort of like embraced some of these conspiracy theories from what I've heard.
Oh, really?
So those gargoyles
played off from it.
Yeah. They've actually
maybe it is. Maybe it just attracts a lot of, you know, I want to fly through Denver Airport and see all this weird crap.
I wish I could figure out what it says. So they actually made a new talking gargoyle there. And so this is what it says. In celebration of the Denver Airport's 24th birthday, a new animatronic gargoyle has appeared, welcoming travelers to the Illuminati headquarters. That's what it says. Welcome to the Illuminati headquarters.
Really?
Yeah. But still, though, it's like, are you embracing it? Or are you just like, you know, putting it out there for everyone to see? It's just, it's funny. I got to go find that gargoyle and seriously get some
video.
The
question is, how many times have Beyonce and Jay-Z been there? Because exactly. That will tell you.
Absolutely.
If they fly in and out of there most often,
yeah.
There's your answer.
Dude, that's
so weird. Anyway, it's pretty interesting stuff. Like, it's pretty fascinating to go in and read. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many little tiny details I couldn't include here, but some of those bigger things are the more common ones.
Yeah, if you're interested, just Google Denver Airport murals, and you'll look at some of the weirdest artwork you have ever seen.
The murals like freak me out.
Yeah.
Something I'd like walk my kids around. I'm like, hey, don't look at it.
Don't look at that Nazi with a gas mask and a sword and a gun.
And a bunch of kids. And a bunch of kids. Fire.
Yeah. So freaking weird.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Check it out. Go Google it. It's interesting.
But that's it.
Cool.
That's a weird one.
That is a weird one. I like it though. I like it. Oh, well, Cam.
Well, I guess that's it. Okay?
That's all we got today.
I don't have anything else for you guys.
That's all we got.
So much stuff.
Yep. Thanks for hanging out with us today, guys. Make sure you're subscribed. Come back next week. We got some more good stuff. I think we're going to take the month of October and just do a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, we're gonna probably go a little off our normal.
Yeah.
A little off the rocker, a little more extreme.
Yeah.
Like, I think it'd be pretty fun, though.
Yeah, I think we're going to have a good time. So. Look forward to that. If you haven't subscribed, make sure you're subscribed. If you haven't subscribed on YouTube, go ahead and do it. All the cool kids are doing it these days. We need to counteract those anti-squatchers that are... yeah. We say that, but we've gained a bunch of new subscribers through this film, and it's been great. A lot of people are seeing what we're doing, so that's what we want.
Yep.
Right, Cameron?
That's surely what we want.
Surely. Anything else?
No, that's it. You covered it.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.